Hi everyone, it's me, Listia, your host. Welcome back to another episode of the Food for the Future podcast, coming to you live from the World Food Forum headquarters here in Rome, Italy. In this episode, we'll delve into the remarkable work of these young KOFU champions, sharing their firsthand stories and experiences. Get ready to be inspired by their dedication and discover how you can step up and make a difference in forest conservation within your own community. Join us on this journey into the heart of environmental activism and see how the passion of young people is paving the way for a brighter, greener future for our planet. First, we have Grace Kimaru, founder of Foster Green community-based organization. Can you please introduce yourself and can you share a story about a time you worked with your local community on an environmental project?
Greetings, everybody. My name is Grace Kimaru. I am the founder of Foster Green community-based organization, where we strive for environmental conservation as well as climate education to the younger generation and to the society at large. So one project that we've done with the community, or we did with the community, was dubbed Fruitful Forests, where this project aimed at planting fruit trees under utilized forests within our neighborhood here in Mukurweini sub-county. And that forest is called Gatito Kangamwa. In short, it's like a small forest within an area called Ngamwa. The idea was not only to beautify the area, but also to provide a sustainable source for fresh fruits for the community, as well as wildlife, because there has been a menace of vervet monkeys within that area. So the project began with planning sessions, where we researched on the various types of trees we would plant, considering the soil type, the climate, and maintenance requirement, where we also involved the community and various stakeholders within the sub-county. And so we settled on guava fruit trees, tree tomatoes fruit trees, harsh avocados, as well as mango tree seedlings. On planting day, volunteers of all ages joined us in this noble cause. And fast forward, it's been 1 year since, and it's so heartening to see the forest transform into a beautiful orchard where our community have taken responsibility to take care of these trees. Throughout the project, I've learned several valuable lessons. Number one is collaboration with the community. When people come together for the same cause, there is a sense of unity and responsibility in taking care of the environment. Secondly is patience and long-term vision. When it comes to growing of trees, it requires commitment. And this has taught me the virtue of patience when it comes to environmental conservation efforts. Thirdly is educational opportunities, where the community as well as all the volunteers got a chance to learn about the life cycle of trees, the importance of biodiversity, as well as the importance of sustainable practices. Lastly, community benefits. Beside environmental conservation, this project will eventually provide the community with fruit food production, as well as reducing ecological footprint. Overall, the experience was incredibly rewarding, from strengthening community bonds to encouraging participants about environmental stewardship and sustainability within our local community.
Next up, we have Pauline Owiti, founder of the Poly Foundation. Pauline, what are your hopes and dreams for the future of forestry and food security in Kenya, and how can young people work together to achieve these goals?
Hello, I am Pauline Owiti. I am the founder of the Poly Foundation, a community-based initiative in Siaya County, Western Kenya, that works with small-scale farmers on organic farming practices. And we also undertake some vital ecosystem restoration projects like afforestation. So as an agronomist, my hopes and dreams for the future of forestry and food security in Kenya revolves around trying to create a sustainable and a resilient environment that supports both our ecosystem and our communities. So I envision a future where our forests are not only restored and protected, but are also thriving ecosystems that contribute to the well-being of our people and our planet. And when it comes to food security, I dream of Kenya where every household has access to nutritious, sustainably produced food. And to achieve this, I hope to see some small-scale farmers empowered with the knowledge and resources they need to adopt these sustainable organic farming practices that increase their yield while also protecting the natural resources. As we all know, it's evident that young people have an important role to play when it comes to achieving these particular goals. And this goes with the principle of collaboration and collective actions. So by working together as young people, we can harness the energy, we can also harness the creativity as well as the innovations that we have. So it's all about trying to engage in community projects, sharing knowledge and resources, and really advocating for policies that support sustainable practices. And when we come together, we can make significant impact and drive the change that is needed to create a sustainable future for the forestry and food security issues in Kenya. And at the Poly Foundation, we are just doing that. We are empowering youth, we are supporting small-scale farmers and implementing the innovative projects to restore ecosystems and improve food security. Thank you.
Empowering youth, supporting small-scale farmers, and implementing the innovative projects that restore ecosystems are all very important steps to ensuring that food security is achieved and is sustainable. Last but not least, we have Teresa Aoko, National Coordinator for Kenya Forest Working Group. Teresa, as a forest carbon champion, how are you using your platform to inspire other young people to get involved in forestry or environmental conservation?
Good afternoon. My name is Teresa Aoko. I come from Siaya County and I currently reside in Nairobi County in Kenya. I work as a national coordinator for Kenya Forest Working Group, a subcommittee of the East African Wildlife Society. I'm also a founding member of Kenya Youth in Forestry, a youth-led organization actively engaging young people in the forestry sector as a means of improving their livelihoods while at the same time addressing the development challenges of climate change and unemployment. As a forest carbon champion, I am using these two platforms to inspire other young people to get involved in forestry conservation through mobilizing young people nationally to participate in the 15 billion tree growing initiative that aims at increasing our tree cover to 30% by 2032 and therefore restoring 10.5 million hectares of degraded land and ecosystems. I also use these platforms to provide young people an opportunity to inspire a change of mindsets and behavior towards the forestry sector so that they can see its abilities to create both employment and entrepreneurship opportunities and take these as fulfilling careers, hence making the forestry sector more attractive to young people. I also use these platforms to engage young people in knowledge exchange, training, mentorship through conferences, exhibitions, masterclasses, expert talks, and also on policy and advocacy on sustainable forest conservation and management. In this way, they are able to become equipped with forestry management, conservation, and innovation skills. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. As forest champions, using your platforms for youth empowerment and capacity development in agroforestry is key to getting them more well-equipped to dive into agroforestry and forest conservation. And you all are doing such amazing work in ensuring that this is achieved. Well, this is it for part one of our podcast with the COFO champions. Stay tuned for part two.